You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.
Check, check, check. It is your boy Jason Brown, aka JB3, doing this little recording with my homie Derek Mio.
Yeah.
You know what? Let me take that back a little bit. I got to rewind.
Booker.
My homeboy, Derek.
Booker.
If there was like an intro I could give him. Eric, let's do a little intro.
Let's do it.
Yo, check it. Yo, okay. I stay up on the mic.
Okay.
Doing these podcasts all night with my boy Jay. He on the ones and twos. Smoking that green, that purple too. And you know, we do this every day. On the west coast, this is LA. Got no love for the Bay. I take that back. The Bay is okay. Cause east and the west, we the best. Of course, I ain't wearing no vest. I'm wearing a hoodie. And it's all goody.
Oh,
I'm gonna pass
goody.
It to Jay on the right.
Oh, I'm not gonna freestyle, man.
What?
This is your show. I'm doing the questioning. I can't get down like you. Yo, you're a better freestyler than I am. I gotta admit.
I didn't know if you wanted like to make a beat, like we both be free beatboxing or but I was like,
you know what, maybe we'll get to that in the show. We got a little bit of time to get back into getting to know each other. Bro, it's been a big long time since I've seen you. Like, it's almost like a reunion right about now.
It's been too long. This is weird.
Yo, Derek, please let the people on Dash Radio, Purple Haze Radio, know what you got going on these days. When I see you on the gram, I see a comedian, I see a director, I see an actor, I see a playwright. And you playing all these other characters. I don't know who Derek Mio is anymore, bro.
I don't even know if I do. You know, I'm trying to feed all these different voices within me and just trying to see where it takes you. I'm finding out that, you know, you kind of just have to go with the flow and not force things too much.
Mm-hmm.
And wherever you see progress and you see people giving you props or love or validation,
this is
you, this is your path. You know what I mean? Like then it kind of feeds your soul and it gets addicting and then you kind of just keep on keeping on.
Deep, but, man. Deep. And this is the comedy that you're talking about.
Right now, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it more of the acting or is it the comedy, like doing stand up or what?
I mean, I think they're all related, you know what I mean? It was like the way that I got into acting was doing impressions as a young kid.
So who are you doing impressions of?
Well, dude, I grew up on SNL.
Okay.
You know, so I was pretty much just biting Dana Carvey when he's doing...
When were you born?
82.
All right, cool.
82. And so, you know, Comedy Central was airing SNL three times a day. So I would just watch every episode. That and Saved by the Bell. Shout out to Zach Morris. You know what I mean?
The homie.
But it was SNL, it was Dana Carvey, and so Dana Carvey was doing all the George Bush Sr. bits with Ross Perot, like, you know, George Bush Sr. gotta go over there, get Saddam, get him out of there. He's bad. He's bad. You know? I mean, Ross Perot, shank, Ross Perot.
This is why we got Derek Mio on the show.
Y'all don't know Ross Perot, shank. Short little Texan billionaire man, shank. And so I don't know who these guys were, but I saw Dana Carvey doing it. I'm doing it word for word.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's actually an audio file of me at 10 years old doing this whole routine, and I put it up on Funny or Die and just added some JPEGs to it, some images. But
so it stems back from the childhood all the way. It's not something new. It's like it was the passion deep within that you kind of discovered when you got older.
Yeah, but I mean, it was like, it was always behind the scenes. It was always with family. It was always with friends. You know, I wasn't the one in class like, hey, look at me. I'm funny. I'm the class clown. You know what I mean? but I'm sure that's what it is. It's a cathartic release. Like, I get to be who I really am. You know what I mean? If I'm just like, you know, posting some silly selfie stuff or YouTube or whatever it is. But
where are you performing these days?
So these days it pays.
So you're Haze at, so you're Radio. At, exactly, Dash Radio, Purple Dash. Haze Radio.
Dash
Plugity Radio. Plug in. That's a plug in. That's how you get paid, pay the bills. Free drop. And you know what? We just need Derek for all the sound effects for the rest of the show. Every time I record a show, I'm going to have Derek so that I don't have to buy another MIDI mixer to hit buttons and have claps and all that kind of shit.
Have you had President Obama in here yet?
Yo, wait, holy shit. President Obama just walked in the Purple Haze Radio.
How y'all doing? Purple Haze takes me back to my college days. Listen, that's when I was watching Kid and Play. We're getting it cracking.
Mr. President, how's it feel to be in L.A. in California now that you made it so legal?
Hey, I'll tell you what. As soon as that legislation passed, I was on the first flight out here. You know what I'm saying, Jay?
So right after you signed the bill, you hopped on Air Force One. And
I was like, Air Force One turning to Air Force 420. You're just being silly.
Yo, the Barack Obama was the one that made you pop off, wasn't it? It was like, because you did a lot of those.
I was doing, you know what it was?
And he's perhaps the most famous one at the time, you know?
You know what? It has been a progression, a slow
progression.
That's
when I noticed you were good. I was like, oh, shit, motherfucker.
Thanks, man. Thanks, man. Well, listen, you can't leave out, you know, our current president, okay? Fantastic.
Yeah.
Good guy. Well, good guy. We're going to get along, Jay. Listen, we're going to get along.
Well, we've been knowing each other. I met you once, Mr. President, but you weren't president back then. Yeah, I met you through my grandfather.
I remember.
Yeah,
I remember.
You're a really tall guy.
We was at the pool party. Okay?
Yeah.
We was at the pool party.
Yeah.
A lot of ladies, beautiful women. A
lot of them.
We got some numbers.
Did a few deals. a few real estate deals, but this wasn't at Trump Towers.
Okay. Where was this?
This is actually in... It was actually at the Sheraton Manhattan. It was an awards show. Okay. I was a kid, though. And he wouldn't remember me.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Was he cool to you?
He was cool, yeah. I mean, he just wanted to get in all the photos and, you know, be the celebrity, which is what he is, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And the president, as a matter of fact. So you still can't knock the hustle all the way. And I mean...
He's hip-hop.
Perhaps.
He's hip-hop. He's fly, I'm rich, I'm the one.
He's not hip-hop. President Trump is like... All right, no, Barack Obama would be hip-hop. Or Barack Obama would be like soul music or something like that.
Barack is like conscious hip-hop.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
If Barack Obama is conscious hip-hop, President Trump is like...
I'm not even going to say who he is, but he's...
Sci-fi.
Gundam Style? We say Sci from Gundam Style?
It's close to that. It's something...
Pop.
I mean, yes.
Pop.
But Psy-pop.
Dirty pop.
Because you never know what's coming out next. It's so trance. Or it's so psychotic. And sometimes.
I feel like that's every hip-hop artist. It's like, listen, I'm fly, I'm dope, I got money, I got cars, I got women.
President Trump, I got a question for you.
Got a lot of them.
Now that you got Jeff Sessions up there, and we're currently in a marijuana state, shout out to Purple Haze Radio, California. What's the... whole big deal? Why are you trying to take it all back, or what's up with this guy?
Well, good thing you asked. I've never tried Jeff. I'm gonna try him right now. Maybe I should try some of this product you have on this table right now.
I don't know if you're ready for this, Jeff.
Listen, I think it just stems from it was always, you know, prohibited from when I was a kid. So maybe it's I just need to take a little taste of it. I don't know.
What do you want to do? What would you try? If you... Real Derek. Do you smoke
Derek,
weed
real
at all?
Talk.
No?
I do.
Dude, what do you prefer? Do you like waxes or oils or edibles?
I don't get too deep into it like that. Like,
oh, okay. You just prefer the trees. That's it.
It's just whatever the homie has.
Yeah. you're like the weekend, anything past anything.
Yeah, I'm a casual everything, man.
There you
like
go.
I'm
social
a casual like sports fan. I'm a casual, you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
I don't get too all out about too much.
But you know what? It's a part of the culture. So it's good to be somewhat versatile at times. I remember I didn't have a tolerance at all. I only smoked to like get a chick, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it worked.
Yeah.
And so now I have a tolerance, right? And so now I'm on Purple Haze Radio. And so with that, it's just built a social thing on top of, you know, music. And I'm sure with you go to comedy club, you see Dave Chappelle smoking all the time. You've seen, you work with so many celebrities. Who are the celebrities that you work with that you've gotten inspired by? The ones that you worked with.
Like some of the, okay, some of the, I'll tell you what, I'll tell you this. So
yeah,
I was,
you got a story?
This is before I even started doing stand-up. I've only been doing stand-up for maybe like a year or a year and a half to 2 years.
Real quick.
Yeah.
We got to play some music.
Yeah, let's do it.
Pick a song. You name a song. Some on Spotify. We're going to play it.
Migos, Gang Gang.
Okay.
Culture 2, you mess with it?
Yeah, give it a few shots. All right, go ahead. What was the story you were saying about before you got into comedy?
So I was a guest star on this TNT show called Murder in the First. Is Taye Diggs.
Okay.
Taye Diggs is the lead, and
he's not a comedian. He's just a normal actor.
No, he's an actor, but this is when I was kind of experimenting with Vine, you know, and that's really how I started. Rest in peace. R.I.P. Shout out to Vine. And that's really when I started kind of rolling out my impressions, like really putting it out there. You know what I mean? To get judged, to fail. You know what I mean? To come up with different characters and
so
stuff.
So was Vine like that portfolio based before Instagram had the video popping and Snapchat, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because I saved all my Vines and then I compiled them into like, you know, a longer video for YouTube. And you could check it out on YouTube. I think they're pretty.
What's your YouTube channel?
Funny. It's just youtube.com/DerekMio, DerekMio. And there's some other impressions up on there and stuff.
And your Instagram?
Instagram is Derek_Mio.
Okay. I just want all my people to keep in touch with you when they got their phones out. If hopefully they don't have their phones out while they're listening to you on Dash Radio. In your Dash right now, bro, since 2018. Dash Radio is free.
Phones are out always, man. Phones are out when you're driving on the freeway, man. Like, it's crazy.
We know. Even the cops got their big phone or their laptop out. We see it. Everyone's dialed in.
Yeah.
But with that being said, go ahead and follow my homeboy, Derek. You're still listening to Purple Haze Radio, Dash Radio. Man, continue telling us about the acting side because I want to know more about being on set, how people are.
We're on set of this TNT show, Murder in the First. It's Taye Diggs. And I'm fanboying out. I grew up on this guy. Like, The Wood.
Yeah.
You know, it was just one of our favorite movies. Me and the homies, we'd always pop in. It was always just like, you know, The
Best
Wood.
Man.
Y'all got to check out The Wood. You know what I mean? Because that was the first kind of West Coast movie that was kind of like comedic. You know, a lot of the other films were like very serious, right? Like Boys in the Hood, Menace to Society, you know, very heavy, you know, West Coast gang kind of life. And then The Wood came out and just totally like, we were able to like kind of laugh at, you know what I mean? Just being silly, like growing up in LA. And so Taye Diggs.
You grew up here your whole life, never moved, never lived anywhere else?
No, not really, yeah. From Huntington Beach in Orange County.
Okay, gotcha, gotcha.
The ghetto, you know?
There you go.
No.
Rough areas.
Yeah. So I get on set, and I see Taye Diggs, and I'm just geeking out, and I'm just like, oh, man, I love The Wood. And he was like, oh, yeah, thanks, man, yeah. What was it about The Wood that everyone loves? And, you know, I come out here, everyone likes The Wood, and I was like... And I just told him what I said. I was like, you know, it came at this time where you had all these other films and you had this one, which was like, it was funny. It was refreshing. And so anyway, we're rapping or whatever. And I do a Vine with him. I do a Vine. And the Vine was, I was like, yo, I'm on set with Taye Diggs, man. Hey, I'm a huge fan of The Wood. And he's like, thank you very much. It was one of my favorite films. And I'm like, not that Wood.
Whoa, we got. I'm just playing. We don't have any kids listening. But yo,
it's silly.
Yo, that's dope that you get to act, be on camera with people like Taye Diggs. Who else have you gotten to share the camera with? That's popping and it's famous.
Just the ending of that was for that story was that he's the one. He's like, man, you funny. We're on the car back to base camp. He's like,
yeah,
man, you funny. You should do stand up comedy.
Mm-hmm.
and it just seemed like so foreign and just far off. Yeah. To do, you know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. to do stand-up comedy, like there's some funny dudes, like some yeah. great comics, you know yeah. what I mean? For me to like say that I could step into those shoes, you know?
Yeah.
But that was the first seed that was planted, and then, you know, just a, it,
so it took after me, that, you
it took
like,
a couple years more to be years. Actually build up the courage.
So let me know? Ask, okay, the courage. Yeah. That's what I was getting ready to get to.
Yeah.
A couple years before you went up on the stage and was comfortable to go through a whole skit? Or did you go to like some...
Well, I was, you know, even the first open mic. So the first yeah, open mic mics. I did was in the Valley at the Ha Ha Club, which is a great comedy club.
And you still
club.
Perform there now.
I still perform there. Yeah. Ken Jeong is going to be there this Thursday and Friday. I don't know. Not sure when this
Shout
is going to go.
Ken Jeong.
But they get a lot of good comedy. Marlon Wayans drops in a lot. Yeah. So they get some good comics up there. So that was the first time I went up on stage as at an open mic.
What was it like your first time? Like, were you nervous?
Dude, it was like, you know, it was like...
You killed it? What?
No, it was like seven people in the audience, mm-hmm. you know? All other comics.
Yeah, so it wasn't like a crowd.
No, but like, I made the host, my boy Anthony Kasner, who I'm cool with now. Like, he was hosting, and I was making him laugh. And a lot of times that's all it takes. If you can make one person laugh hard, that's enough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I don't need so 50 then, people to be like, mm-hmm. I'd rather be making one person, like, cackle and, like, yeah. keel over, you know?
Okay. That's an interesting perspective because someone that doesn't do it, you know, you wonder, all right, it's got to be a little nerve-wracking when you stand up there, you got them lights shining on there, it's like you got the microphone.
It is.
Then you're not singing to some music where people can vibe to already. It's just like... Go.
Yeah, but I've been acting for over 15 years, so right. it's like I've already.
Oh, look at this guy! He's so Hollywood. I've been acting for over 15.
But
years.
I'm saying for real, it's like if you've been that long in front of people performing, mm-hmm. then you've already, you know, broken through that stage fright or Absolutely. Whatever that a lot of comedians have to get over because their only way of doing that is doing, you know, open mics or other shows mm-hmm. or getting up in front of people, like
yeah.
And it's definitely a different beast from acting, but that definitely did, I think, give me a leg up in terms of just being comfortable,
mm-hmm.
you know, on stage in front of other people. But
so your first one, did you finish your whole thing and then your homie who was the host, he was like, yo, we got to get you on another and you got to keep doing it.
Yeah, dude, it's really weird how things, it's all about relationships in this comedy game because, mm-hmm. you know, other comedians are, you know, in charge of other shows, putting together mm-hmm. other shows and mm-hmm. booking
themselves.
Other comics, their friends or, but you know, right. a lot, you know, you want the show to be good. So you're going to, you know, book some good people, but.
It's similar with how I do parties and stuff and get DJs and like you want it to be good, but you also at the same time you want them to bring in a crowd too. So you know
exactly
ticket sales, all that kind of
exactly.
stuff. I'm sure it's the same because the oh, venues yeah. have the same business. Whatever
bro,
event you got,
you see me promoting. You see
yeah,
me,
bro.
You
same
see
thing.
Me
Listen,
you five
hey,
times
let me,
a day.
Let me say this. Let me say this on Purple Haze Radio Dash Radio. Thank you for listening, yo. Derek and I have a texting. And promotion battle where I'm like, yo, come to the gigs. He's like, all right, cool. What time? Cool. He's like, all right, yo, come to the come to the shows. I'm like, all right, cool. What time? Bring Willie.
Let me get two on my list.
I'm only asking him. He's trying to get me to bring another grown man. But listen. That doesn't matter. We're eventually going to do it. I respect his hustle. He respects mine. That's why we're here right now, Purple Haze Radio. And sometimes you can just do things on a whim. What happened to that? Got up. It's like, yo, Derek, you ready for an interview? Sent in the picture of the studio. Here we are.
I'm finding out. That's how it's kind of going down these days. There's no time.
If you're
like,
in the mood.
There's no time. You know, you got to mm-hmm. just, you got to hop up on it, whether you're going to do a sketch or something. And, yeah, I was in the area, and it's, you know, thanks for having me, man.
Isn't that crazy how, like, that's just how the work is in L.A.? You know, you gotta vibe with people to really get the work done, you know?
You have to, especially in this business, you know? That's what you hear about a lot is, like, you know, it's all about relationships and not burning bridges. And you
right.
just want to work with people that you can work with, that mm-hmm. are not going to be annoying,
right.
that are not going to, like, be divas or hold up your day, that are just going to be cool, and
right.
they're going to be good at what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I'm finding out is very important in comedy. And I think it's always been true for acting as well.
Now, with entertainment, you come from the film background, right?
Yeah, man. So I'm all over the place. So, like...
You got to be versatile in a city like L.A., though, in entertainment in general.
That is true.
Because it's so hands-on now. And you have the capability. It doesn't take a huge studio to get pop shit popping.
Right.
Like look at us.
Yeah.
We got the radio station. We're not a FM AM station.
Yeah.
But we still got the same amount of listeners. Yeah. You know, and it's gonna be that way for the future. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got that phone in your hand, even though you're not doing it right now. While you're listening to us on your dash.
They better take those phones down.
Thanks. We're gonna, thank you, Mr. President.
Beat that ass.
Thank you, Mr. President. Gonna send the secret security out on you.
Yeah, I think they're out back taking care of some of these some of this product.
Yeah, a little bit. And you know, we had some handouts. Even though it's me and only Daramio in the studio, we're making it happen. I might take a hit. We'll see. Either way, we gotta continue talking about this entertainment business that Derek's in Hollywood, because it's something that everybody wants to be a part of to some degree. You see a movie, you see like an award show, you hear some music or a music video, and you're like, man, everyone's out in California, everyone's generally in good weather, you know, cool clothes, having a good time. You know, could you let us know, like, is it easy? Is it hard? Like, what's the real deal when it comes to doing shows? Like, what is the real process?
Bro, it's hard.
Not easy.
It's not easy.
Not easy.
Everybody's out here, man. Everybody is out here from everywhere else in the world.
Right.
Coming here to do what you want to do.
All parts of the world.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, making sacrifices. You don't think they're going to be on their grind? Like,
mm-hmm.
You know, and so that's what I struggled with, is because I'm from out here.
Okay.
So I have, you know, I'm from Orange County, and it's like I have my family, I have my friends.
You should have something of a leg up, right?
You would, yeah, definitely.
At least you can, you know, fall back on something. Hey, Mom, I'm all out. Not that you would ever be that way, because we all know my homie's a hustler. You wouldn't be on the show, the Legacy Show, if you weren't a hustler.
Legacy.
And it all started with you doing, like, film work, right? Or so was dude, it photo or what?
So I played basketball in high school.
Okay. Right?
Like, I didn't do, like, performing arts or anything like that.
I mean, can you ball, though? Because I've never seen
I will ball you up. Yeah.
All right.
I can ball. All
right. You know,
bro, I've been playing since I was in first grade.
Like, I play at Lafayette Park.
You played at the park on Saturdays?
Every now and then. Sometimes, you know, sometimes I'm at Venice Beach.
Jay's like, I played at the park twice, you know, I'm pretty, you know.
I mean, for the most part, bro, I'm there. For the most part, but I ain't there all the time. I'm not that much of a baller.
Right, right. No, balling was fun, you know, when you're younger. It's like, it's good to get a nice workout, you know, play with the friends. But when you get older, you know, I'm not trying to, like, twist an ankle, you know what I mean, or but it's definitely fun, like a good social sport to get together and show people that you can cross them up. You know what I mean? Do a little.
So you're a point guard.
Do a reverse pivot, little fadeaway, little no look pass.
You like a Steph Curry, Magic Johnson kind
of
dude?
I'm kind of like, yeah, all of them in one. LeBron.
Okay, okay. You know? Even KD and Clint Capella.
KD, Clint Capella. Who's Clint Capella? I don't even know Clint Capella.
On the Rockets. On the center from the Rockets.
Okay.
With James Harden and Chris Paul.
I want to be like the Greek. The Greek.
Who's that?
Giannopoulos.
Oh, on the Bucks.
Every time. He's on Milwaukee.
Okay, yeah.
Every time. He's just banging on.
Who's your team this year in NBA?
I mean, it's been the Clippers, but, you know, they just blew the whole roster up. They traded Blake. You know that.
Yeah, and he's on the Clippers now.
No, Blake Griffin is on Detroit.
He's on Detroit?
They
I know that he left L.A., but I didn't know that he... I thought... So you're saying that he went to Detroit, not Boston?
That's from what I... If yeah, according to the gram, right. Blake Griffin is a Detroit
Piston. Who else... did someone else leave Boston?
I don't know. I don't know about Boston.
Yeah, let's hope not.
Why are you talking about Boston?
You said... I thought you said they broke up... Boston.
No, Clippers. The roster.
They blew up the roster. My bad. So who else left the Clippers?
I don't know. Yeah, so I shouldn't have said blew up the roster. But, I mean, Blake Griffin is the roster, so I'm just... I don't... Listen.
You know what? Me, personally, Blake Griffin is just... He can dunk every now and then.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, but, you know, 6 years ago, he was, you know.
He was jumping over cars and, you know, he was a poster boy for the Clippers. That's true, but you know what? Did you hear about the incident that Chris Paul.
When they went backstage?
Yeah. Yeah, yo. Like the Rockets. Y'all just Clippers, you know? Listen, it's nonviolent. You guys get paid way too much to be caring and letting trash talk on the court. Come on, man. You get paid at least $750,000 a game almost.
And at least have the cameras rolling. You know what I mean? To make some money off the viewership.
Come on. That would have been cool if there were a video that came out of that. That would have been cool.
And then you got Charles Barkley commentating. Oh my, earn it. Listen, look at the Rockets, man. I can't. These knuckleheads earn it. They're going back to all. Earn it. If this was the 80s, I'll tell you. Listen, we didn't ask nobody. We just fought. Earn it. Kenny. Earn it.
They did, though. But they still got teched and put out the game sometimes back in the day. Who's your team this year in the NBA?
Man, I'm a LeBron fan, man. But the Cavs do not look like they're gonna be able to. There's too many, dude. You know what I'm pulling for? Russell Westbrook.
Why is that?
Just cause he
KD
just
left.
KD left. He's always getting scrutinized. Everyone's always hating. But like, dude, you see him ball. He is a beast. Nobody take two dribbles full court and just bang on you.
Like him in 2K.
I bet you do.
I like him in 2K. Even though I like the Cavs better in 2K.
Yeah, I'd love to see Westbrook get his. Whatever, revenge, you know, or him and KD to go up against each other in the Western Conference.
They definitely will at some point. If not, who will they go against? Maybe the Rockets.
I don't know.
The Rockets.
Greg Popovich probably, you know, sneak up in there like he always
Spurs,
do.
Yeah, man. You know what? They always got a team. Maybe the Lakers. you following all the Lonzo Ball hype?
I mean, a little bit. A little bit. Can I do a Lonzo Ball Donald Trump joke?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. You're the comedian. Let's see.
Did you see when Donald Trump pardoned the turkey at Thanksgiving?
No.
No, he was like, wow, look at this turkey. Look at this turkey. It's beautiful turkey. Great, beautiful turkey. Gorgeous turkey, right? Nice white turkey, white feathers. Beautiful. Unlike that jive turkey, LeVar Ball. Okay.
I thought it was a jive good turkey. You took it back. Like, black people don't say jive
anymore.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, the only time I can say jive turkey is in a joke, so I'm gonna do it.
That shows you Derek is a professional and he's done his homework. He can get anybody to laugh, even if it's just that one person in the back, even if it's that's your homie.
Even if it's
he
just
can
my
impersonate your mama, your grandmama, your grandma, grandma. You know any
I haven't tried to do UJ. I don't know if I'm. I gotta study you more, man.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty deep, bro. Yeah, I can change up a little bit.
I know, but you got the raspy.
For the most part, it is just.
Yeah. But you like laid back.
That's because I've been smoking before you got here.
Oh, okay.
Since we're on Purple Haze Radio Dash Radio, you listening to the Legacy Show with my homie Derek Mio. It's your boy Jason Brown, aka JB3. Got a few more minutes, and we gotta get this rolling, because you know what? We got more music to get to. My homie Derek's coming through, and we thank him. But one more thing, man.
Yeah.
Where is it all going next?
Where is it all going next?
You think you're
going
to transition into movies? You think you're going to start doing plays?
I mean,
what if you're just like that commercial guy? Because I see you in a lot of commercials, too. Or like web series, you know?
Hey, man, I'm just trying to make a living. You know, just trying to do what I love and make a living at it and make people entertain people, you know. I don't know, there's some things. I actually have a joint on Netflix that hasn't dropped yet. It's called Medal of Honor. And
anything to do with the video game?
No, but just that it's about the same thing, you know, like real soldiers who've been given the Medal of Honor. And I play this Japanese soldier, Hiroshi Miyamura, who received it during the Korean War.
Okay.
And this fool was
received what?
The Medal of Honor. Okay. Yeah. He's still alive to this day. Mm-hmm. And this fool is a G. His story is they're on a bunker during the Korean War, like kind of up by the border of China or like, you know, the 38th parallel. Mm-hmm. And in the middle of the night, like thousands of communist Chinese soldiers pour over the border and they're tripping off the flares. They're attacking the neighboring bunker where his best friend is at.
Yeah.
So this guy, he's the head of his unit. He orders his unit to retreat. He stays behind and he takes out like 200 communist soldiers by himself, just like manning the turret, like hand to hand, like bayonet, you know. And eventually he gets captured. He gets captured as a prisoner of war for like 2 years.
Holy crap.
And then he gets released once the war is over. And
just let him go.
Yeah.
That was a part of like a treaty, or they just didn't care. They were just like, we don't need
him. He endured, you know, a lot during those 2 years. Mm-hmm. And he's still alive to this day.
Wow.
It's crazy.
That's deep.
Yeah.
And so have you reached out to him and said, hey, I'm playing you in this?
You know, I tried to track him down. I think I got a hold of one of his granddaughters, but we were never able to like link up and actually talk.
That would be cool though, don't you think?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Hopefully at the premiere or something, if they're gonna do that, that'd be dope.
You could actually do a whole movie on him and that whole entire scenario. And what led him to that and how, like.
But dude, you gotta check it out when it's a drop. It's like a
when is it dropping? It's on Netflix, right?
It's on Netflix. It's called, the series is called Medal of Honor.
Uh-huh.
It's an anthology series, so every episode is, you know, standalone. Mm-hmm. It's its own little thing.
And listen, y'all, he's an actor working on series.
Yeah.
Not a sitcom, but just like a TV show that's continuously going. Does it have any more series coming through, or are they trying to push it, or what?
They ordered like 10 episodes for the first round, and then I heard that they ordered another 10. So that must mean that Netflix is happy with what they've seen. Mm-hmm. And there's legit actors on these projects.
Who else is on?
Aldis Hodge.
Okay.
He plays the lead of another storyline, another soldier. So that was dope. I got to meet him at the rap party and you know, in the makeup trailer a little bit. Real cool dude.
Yeah.
And there's some others if you check it out like on IMDb. So
when's it coming out again?
I don't know.
Don't know.
Sometime this year, I'm hoping.
So you're getting ready to be. We're getting ready to see you mow down a whole bunch of people from this turret.
Dude,
how does it look from the monitor? Like, give us a little bit of insight. Don't tell us exactly, because you haven't even seen the cuts, have you?
I've seen some of the footage
at the rap party or something like that.
No.
But just during set.
Yeah.
That's good,
dude. It looks like it's like an action movie, bro. It's like a Michael Bay film, like a you know.
Who's directing it?
So Greg Smurs directed. And he's just getting into directing. He's been doing stunts for decades.
Okay.
He's done a lot of Tom Cruise stunts.
Okay.
You know the
Is he a really short guy?
No. I mean he stunt coordinates.
Oh,
like I don't
know
if he did the actual ones, but like you know the one in the Mission Impossible where they're in Dubai climbing the building and he's swinging.
Holy crap.
He like designed that whole thing. He had to like work with like the engineers and like, you know, the guys doing the rig and like Tom Cruise actually did all that stuff. Is nuts. But
that's deep.
Yeah, so he did a great job. He's getting into that. But higher up, Robert Zemeckis is executive producing this project.
He directed Don't Tell Me Castaway.
Castaway. Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Like big stuff. Flight.
Oh, he did that one too?
Flight. And
should have known that. I did see that on the billboards.
Yeah.
You know, the only reason I know that is because I also went to film school, and I did I did a report on Robert Zemeckis because when they filmed Castaway, they also shot this movie with Harrison Ford called like What Lies Beneath or something like that.
Okay.
And then
yes. They
were waiting on Tom Hanks to slim down, so he kept the film. He kept the whole set working on another movie because it was just like a lake.
Yeah.
It's just like a lake location.
Okay.
And then they went when Tom Hanks slimmed down to shoot the rest of Castaway.
Man, that's crazy.
I was like, I respect that dude because that's a hustle movie. He's like, he's so loyal.
Yeah.
And if I was a director, I'd try and do some shit like that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. No, that movie was great, and the transformation just added so much to it. Like,
absolutely.
So who got paid during that whole hiatus? Like, it was like a security guard watching the set. He's just getting paid to just watch the set.
I'm sure they were just on hiatus and production was so happy.
Yeah.
There was probably a whole other unit.
Yeah.
You know, you never know. But at least people got paid and the movie business is not going anywhere from California, even though it's picking up in Atlanta. Are you working out in Atlanta or in New Orleans yet? You're staying on the West Coast?
Yeah, I see a lot of projects that are shooting. I heard that, and I'd love to get out to Atlanta.
Yeah, man.
I haven't really, like, hung out in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
You know.
What do you think is going to pop off the most, the comedy or the acting? Because they sound like they're neck and neck.
I don't know. I'd love to do both, man. I'd love to just feed different creative outlets within me. You know what I mean? Because, like, the comedy's one side, but then, you know, real G's cry tears, too, you know?
Absolutely.
You know?
And you're a G serious. All the way.
Yeah.
All the way. All we have is G's on the Legacy Show. That's actually got a G in it. This is your boy, Jason Brown, a.k.a. JB3 on Purple Haze Radio, Dash Radio. Derek, before we get up out of here, man, tell the people again where they can reach you at, what they can watch you on, what you got going on, who you are, and we're going to exit up out of here, man.
You can follow me on Instagram. It's at Derek_Mio, DEREK_MIO. I'm on Twitter at DerekZMio. Got some stuff up on YouTube, youtube.com/DerekMio. Check out what else I've done on imdb.com on the acting front. But Instagram is kind of where it's at in terms of promoting, like, comedy shows and whatnot.
It is. When's your next comedy show?
So I'm performing down in Huntington Beach, my hometown.
Hometown. Uh-huh,
at the Rec Room this Friday, February 2nd.
All right.
I'm not sure when this episode is going to air, but I'm also going to be at the Ha Ha on February 12th.
Where it all started. All right, so this will probably promote for that one. We'll definitely have this up before then. That's a little less than a month, but we got time.
Yeah, but definitely. I'm always doing shows, so, you know. Just
that's what it's about. And this man is starting his legacy in acting or comedy, whichever one you want, whichever one you can think of, whichever one you want to manifest, you can do it. And in any city, it doesn't have to be Los Angeles, that you got to spread your wings. You know, that's what this show is all about.
I mean, not with the internet, man. You could do a whole show in your living room in Oklahoma.
Absolutely, you know? Yo. And you know what? All it takes is a little bit of energy, a little bit of insight, and being open to it. You know? Just be ready, make your mind up, and just shoot for that shit.
Yeah.
100%.
Absolutely.
Derek, man, we want to thank you for coming on the Legacy Show, having you on Dash Radio. Right now, you're probably listening to us while you're driving in some traffic. It's either 7:20 or 7:10 a.m. It's definitely 4:20 p.m. on a Wednesday, and you're listening to Jason Brown, a.k.a. JB3, Purple Haze Radio, Dash Radio. This is the Legacy Show. Fucking up. I got my homeboy, Derek Mio, and I'm glad that my guy came to visit with me.
Thanks for having me, Jay, and I'll see you at a show soon.
Absolutely. I'll see you at a show too. All right, we out.
Peace.
You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.